The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, welcome to Happy Hour. Really warm welcome for everybody, all of you, wherever you might be. Before we turned on the recording, we were talking a little bit about IMC. So whether you've ever been there or not, welcome, warm welcome. So tonight, I want to talk a little bit about this passage that I came across. It's in Sharon Salzberg's book, The Force of Kindness, which is a lovely book. She talks about kindness, not surprisingly, with a title like that. But here's something that she writes, and I've just been reflecting on this and thinking about it. I'd like to share it with you, and we can kind of maybe bring it into our practice. So this is a quote from Sharon Salzberg. In 1997, while attending a conference in San Francisco called Peacemaking, the Power of Nonviolence, I walked by writer Alice Walker, who was having an informal conversation with a group of people. I overheard her say, "As I get older, I realize that the thing I value most is good-heartedness. I realize that the thing I value most is good-heartedness." You know, quite something, Alice Walker, this amazing, powerful person, saying that how much she values is good-heartedness. I don't know if she would still, this is 1997, I don't know if she would still say that today. But this idea, she says, as I get older, I realize the thing I value most is good-heartedness. You might think that as we get older, we have a little more wisdom, maybe a little more disappointments, and realizing, you know, all these plans we might have had for our lives or for our family members' lives, you know, other people's lives, expecting how they were going to unfold. And sometimes they unfolded that way. It seems to me most often they don't unfold just how we're expecting them to or imagine that they might. But to come to this realization or this recognition of the value of good-heartedness. And I kind of like the vagueness of this language, good-heartedness. There's a number of different ways we might consider this or think about it or express it. But maybe if we sometimes, I like to think about the opposite of a word to help kind of create, help the, when I'm thinking about come alive. So bad-heartedness. You're like, okay, bad-heartedness. It's just this idea of having some bad intentions, having this wish, hostility, wanting to cause harm. So good-heartedness is maybe non-hostility, no bad intentions. And of course, we know that even though our intentions might be good, doesn't mean the outcomes are necessarily good. But to start there, to start with an open mind, open heart, some warmth, some goodness, good-heartedness, and so many different ways it shows up. Maybe generosity, giving people the benefit of the doubt, giving them time, giving them some of your expertise, sharing some of whatever you have cultivated and or skills you've acquired in this lifetime. I show up with just deep listening, patience. Maybe it shows up as being an activist, Alice Walker, and you know, wanting really being out there, making a difference. Or maybe it's a more quiet way. Whatever way, this idea of good-heartedness. And then maybe the last thing I'll say here is the idea that Alice Walker is saying, as I get older, Yeah, just for us to think, of course, we all have heard about this, but that as we're lying on our deathbeds, what are we going to be happy that we've done? When we reflect back on our lives, what will we be happy about? What will we recognize? Oh, maybe I shouldn't have worried about that as much or spent as much time or whatever it might be. I'd like to think that something like good-heartedness would be there as in the constellation of things when we think about our lives as we get older, those times in which we were good-hearted, how it might have been a support for others, support for ourselves. And of course, loving-kindness practice is a way to help us bring good-heartedness more and more into our lives. And so many myriad different ways it might show up. Just with this simple practice. So with that as a introduction, let's do some meditation practice. So taking meditation seat, either literally or figuratively. And just feel into what it feels like to be in this posture right now. Connecting with the bodily experience. Maybe we'll do a little bit of a body scan, checking in with the area around the eyes and the jaw. Might there be just a little bit more ease or softening without forcing it or making it happen, but more just allowing a certain amount of softening? And the shoulders, letting them be away from the ears. The upper back, lower back. Maybe they're touching a chair, maybe not. The chest. Sometimes we collapse in the chest a little bit. Is there a way that without being stiff that we can open or relax or bring the shoulders back just a wee bit? The belly, letting it soften. Feeling the way we're connected, touching the chair, cushion, couch, floor, whatever it is that our body is connected to. Our body is always touching something. Well, for the most part, it's so touching something. The upper legs, the lower legs, just bringing our attention to these areas. and the feet, feeling grounded, connected. The arms and the hands. Feeling what the hands are touching. And then feeling, what is it like to have hands? The experience of having hands. Maybe there's a little bit of tingling. Maybe there's a little bit of pressure against the hand. Like from the inside, what does it feel like to have a hand? And to bring that same type of awareness to the sensations of breathing. To feel the sensations of breathing. Maybe the chest moving, expanding, contracting, the abdomen, the belly moving, or perhaps the air going in and out of the nose. Just hang out here for a few moments. And when the mind wanders, we just begin again. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bringing to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy for us to feel some warmth, some openness, some care. Bringing this lovable being to mind, whether it's somebody you know, or maybe somebody that has inspired you or touched you in some way, but you don't actually have a relationship with them, but you feel appreciation for what they've offered or what you've been in contact with. Or maybe it's an imaginary. That's what feels most available for you right now. An imaginary kittens, puppies, babies, or maybe a pet. It's less important, the specific lovable being. What's more important is that there's a sense of ease with this lovable being, uncomplicated. There's an openness toward them. I'm connecting with that openness, connecting with the lovable being. then to support our connection with the lovable being and our cultivation of loving kindness, can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe reconnecting with this lovable being, bringing them to mind. And then to expand our loving kindness to include a good friend or family member, somebody that we care about, but maybe our relationship is a little more complicated. Bringing them to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe this good friend expresses good-heartedness sometimes. Maybe we've expressed good-heartedness with our friend. In an easy, relaxed way, can we allow a memory to support our cultivating loving kindness? Without getting lost in the memory necessarily, or searching, straining to find one. There isn't one right at hand that's perfectly fine. But if there is one, allow it to be a support. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe refreshing the image we have of our good friend. Connecting with them. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then, can we extend our loving kindness to ourselves? Can we have good-heartedness for ourselves, care, warmth? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Can we be good-hearted towards ourselves? Sometimes we're mean to ourselves, not all the time, but Can we soften any meanness or criticism and just wish ourselves well? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Tuning in to maybe a felt experience at this moment. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then can we extend this warm-heartedness, this goodwill, to somebody we don't know? Maybe it's somebody on the Zoom call that you don't know. Maybe it's somebody in the neighborhood that you don't know. Wishing somebody that we don't know, but recognizing the common humanity, just like me, they wish to be happy. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. sometimes it takes a little more effort to do loving kindness for someone we don't know. When there isn't a charge with the individual, sometimes the mind slips off. That's okay. We just begin again. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then we'll end with a little bit of equanimity practice. So bring into mind somebody that you know and you care about, but sometimes is a little bit bothersome. Not the most difficult person you know. We can say this phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground, the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Repeating the quote I said earlier that Sharon Salzberg, who many of you know, is largely responsible for bringing this practice to the West. She was at a conference and she overheard Alice Walker say, "As I get older, I realize that the thing I value most is good-heartedness." Yeah, good-heartedness. There's so many ways that that can show up in our lives by our expressing it or maybe other people expressing it as well. But having a loving kindness practice maybe lets a little softening happen or some type of, just makes it more accessible, easier for the mind and the heart to incline that direction. So now I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms so you have a time, an opportunity to talk about some of these ideas about valuing good-heartedness. And why don't we have an opportunity to be in the room for about maybe 14 minutes. There'll be three or four of you. And it's nice to build something together. So one person say something, what does good-heartedness mean to you? And, or this idea, as I age, I realize, what I value most. So, right, as we get older, our values are changing. And to keep in mind, what might we value at the end of our lives as well? If not good-heartedness, what might it be? So that's a lot that I'm giving you there, but something to maybe discuss and explore. So to have, just say one idea, just one sentence to a few sentences and let it go to the next person and they say one or two sentences, and then it goes to the next person and then it goes to the next and maybe comes back around. And so you have a second chance to say something, having been influenced by what you heard before. And so maybe as a collective, you can come up with maybe learn something new and share some things. And so let's, if it's helpful, you can go in alphabetical order by screen name. Okay, here we go. Welcome back. Does anybody have questions or comments? Nope. Nobody has anything they want to share?
I was thinking just recently, there is sometimes this distance. If you find someone who is kind of hard, and everyone in that room is really kind-hearted, and you're like, oh, but I feel so bad today. And you wonder, should I go there? Because I feel that it's going to take me a while to just be the way they are or where they are emotionally. That's the only thing that one of the things that I thought about.
So you have this idea that maybe you're not being in the same mind state as others might? Or
Yeah, that distance. The distance that sometimes you feel. Because it's like, oh, yeah, they are really in a good place, but it's going to take me a while. And you feel this distance. Sometimes you feel like maybe I shouldn't even go there.
I see. Do you think it's really a distance? I think that I'll just offer. I forget exactly what the saying is, But just like how just a little bit of sugar turns what's bitter into something that's no longer bitter. So it might feel like it's a long distance, but maybe it's just one switch, a turn of the mind, turn of the heart. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I would love to know the right switch for certain days. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. And maybe that's why we do this practice too, is so that it becomes easier and easier to, maybe we have more switches, something that's easier to like, oh yeah, we can turn that direction or something like that. So.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so really warm welcome. And Trudy, I'm hoping that you'll stay. I have one thing to say to you, just conveying things this way. But until then, let's all say, let's say goodbye. And we can unmute and say goodbye. So, bye, and thank you.
Thank you.
Daniel, good night, Felipe.
Okay, good.
Deep bows to you all.
Thank and Nancy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
But I'm staying.
Yes.